From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris.
Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding and bring it out here.
For years, I've been wondering, what exactly is figgy pudding?
We won't go until we got some.
And why would someone, Bing Crosby, for instance, refuse to leave until he got some? What's up with that grammar? And is figgy pudding any good? I invited baker Dory Greenspan to my kitchen to find out.
Figgy pudding is a little bit like a fruitcake.
Oh, no, say it ain't so. A fruitcake?
Actually, I was afraid to say it because fruitcake has such a bad reputation. But it's steamed, it's chock-a-block with dried fruits. It's so boozy. It's got rum, oh, it's delicious, and brandy.
Figgy pudding is also known as Christmas pudding or plum pudding. It's a traditional English dessert that's actually more cake-ish than pudding-ish. It's also a tradition that's starting to die out in modern Britain. A magazine survey found that 30% of respondents did not like Christmas pudding, and if its reputation is on par with fruitcake, I understand why.
I would love to be responsible with you for rehabilitating the figgy pudding.
Now, during our year of baking together, Dory Greenspan has never steered me wrong, and she seemed so enthusiastic about the pudding that, well, before I knew it, we were snipping figs into quarters, tearing up breadcrumbs, and laying out the spices.
It's really a spice cake as much as it is a fruit cake.
Our figgy Christmas pudding will be steamed. This may sound a little strange, but don't worry. Directions and tips are on our website. While I sprayed and buttered a basic bundt pan, Dory told me about the custom of making the Christmas pudding.
Everyone would take a turn stirring the pudding. The wooden spoon would be passed around. In some cases, it was considered good luck if you did it. You know, I've seen recipes for figgy pudding that make 10 puddings at a time or 20. So I wonder if it wasn't just that you made such a huge quantity and it was really hard to stir.
Oh,
so a little bit like,
you get
little
tired
bit like
out.
Beating you know, bread dough or something. Yeah, so that everybody took a turn, a little elbow grease from everyone. And then it also made that pudding yours as well. You had worked on it.
Oh, I love that.
Into a mixing bowl, we whisk together flour, baking powder, cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, ground cloves, and salt. The bowl is set aside, and we move on to the figs, which have been placed in a saucepan with 1/2 cup of water and boiled until the water's almost gone. This leaves the figs plumped. Next, we pump those figs in the pan along with raisins and 1/2 cup of dark rum and 1/3 cup of brandy.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's...
Isn't the smell right?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, now stand away and light that.
We turn off the stove and we strike a match and light the alcohol. Pretty blue flames burn for about 2 minutes, then they're extinguished when we cover up that pan. We set aside the fruit and then move on to the base of our pudding. It takes 3 large eggs, brown sugar, breadcrumbs, and melted butter before we add our pumped-up fruit.
These are very happy figs and raisins.
Look at the smell of this alcohol. We're going to be happy in a second, too. Ooh, I'm going to let you stir for a minute and take a walk.
While I take that stroll, a little figgy history. Puritans in England banned Christmas pudding in 1664 as a lewd custom, believing the fruit, spices, and spirits inflamed passions. But it made a comeback after the Restoration, thanks in part to King George I. He loved Christmas pudding. Okay, back to our pudding. We add the flour and the spices.
See, now I guess this would be the time as it's thickening up. And actually, we just did it naturally. I was going to say, where everyone would take a turn.
I know why everyone had to take a turn. They needed fresh air.
You know, you're probably right. It had nothing to do with the thickness of the pudding. It really is boozy.
Yeah.
But, you know, These puddings were made way in advance of the holiday. It was the alcohol that really kept them. That was used as a preservative so that you could make this pudding 2 months ahead.
Dory and I trade off stirring again before pouring the pudding into the bundt pan and tightly covering it with 2 layers of foil. The pan then goes inside a big pot, which is filled halfway with water, brought to a boil, and then reduced down to simmering. The pudding steams like this for 2 full hours. After that, Dory pulls the pan out of the pot and peels back the foil.
Opening it away because it really is steamy. Totally transformed.
The pudding is firm, golden brown, cakeish, and very aromatic, very Christmassy. We let it cool, and then we flip it out of the bundt pan.
It's not an L-I-T-E kind of dessert, but I think it's beautiful.
It's not an L-I-T-E dessert, but it's time for us to L-I-G-H-T.
Okay, this is the exciting part.
Ooh, more matches for the part made famous by Charles Dickens in A Christmas Carol.
In half a minute, Mrs. Cratchit entered, flushed but smiling proudly, with the pudding so hard and firm, blazing in half a quartern of ignited brandy.
Okay, that's not Charles Dickens. That's our executive producer, Christopher Turpin. He's British, and he just loves Christmas pudding. Dory and I warm the brandy, pour it over the dessert, and then strike that other match. And poof, more blue flames that gently die out.
Is it just for presentation?
Drama. And the holidays are certainly a good time for drama.
Right. This is not family drama. This is a good kind of drama.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, it's warm.
And ready to serve. Our Christmas pudding is smooth, spicy, and fruity, and with a kick.
Whoa.
Talk about holiday cheer.
That's Dory Greenspan, the author of Baking, From My Home to Yours. If you want to add figgy pudding to your repertoire, go to npr.org. We've got the recipe there and pictures of this flammable dessert. And remember, especially if you're having some of that figgy pudding, please drive safely. Happy holidays.
Our program is directed by Brendan Banaszak, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Bill Deputy. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
The staff includes Susan Feeney, Sarah Mobley-Smith, Julia Buckley, Jesse Baker, Greg Dixon, Raul Moreno, Sonari Glinton, and Elizabeth Tannen.
And our executive producer, who we heard just now, is indeed Christopher Turpin. He says he liked our figgy pudding, but it wasn't as good as his mom's. He says he'll get us the recipe. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.